Welcome to Coast. I'm your host, Joshua Santos. With the Toronto Blue Jays playing their American League Division Series against the Texas Rangers, I had the chance to talk to Jared Book of BlueBirdBanter.com. BlueBird Banter is the official Toronto Blue Jays website on the SB Nation network. Aside from writing about the Jays, Book writes at SB Nation's Montreal Canadiens website, Eyes on the Prize, and writes about the Canadian Football League's Montreal Alouettes at 514sports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Jared Book. Here's my interview with Book previewing the Toronto Blue Jays American League Division Series against the Texas Rangers.
The Toronto Blue Jays opened their five-game American League Division Series against the red-hot Texas Rangers Thursday afternoon in Toronto. The Jays, who have a ton of upside to their game, are poised to win the series. While the Jays have strong hitters in Josh Donaldson, Edwin Encarnacion, and Jose Bautista, the Rangers have firepower in Mitch Moreland, Price Fielder, and Shin-Sho Choo. Should the Jays be worried about the Rangers' offense, or do they easily get the edge in this category?
I think the key thing with playoffs in particular, and particularly the Major League Baseball playoffs, there's so few teams that actually make it into the postseason that everyone is pretty good. You know, you look at the Rangers, the Astros, the Yankees, who are in the wild card game tonight, the Angels, who just missed the playoffs, the Twins had a great year. It's really hard for a team to come into the playoffs and not be good. You look at last year, and the Royals and the Giants, both teams that were in the wild card game, ended up being in the World Series. But the Rangers are a really weird team. They were a team that was probably the favorites the last 2 years. When the Oakland Athletics ended up winning the division, it's really interesting to see their team, and they have a lot of big names. They have Prince Fielder, they have Shin-Sho Choo, they have a lot of good players. They're missing, obviously, Yu Darvish in the rotation as well. But the Blue Jays are a good team, and when you're a good team and you're the favorite, it comes with expectations. But the Rangers are obviously a very capable team, but I think the Blue Jays have a little bit of an edge in terms of head-to-head matchups, and especially the offense. But it all comes down to a best 3-5 series, and anything could happen for sure.
Okay. The Rangers, they have Cole Hamels, who's a great pitcher. He's 13-8 with a 3.65 earned run average. At 31 years old, Hamels has a ton of experience, including a World Series MVP in 2008. So what would you say Cole Hamels' strengths and weaknesses are?
He's a pitcher who's been there before. He won a World Series with the Phillies. He was part of that great rotation that had Cliff Lee and Roy Halladay in it. And he's proven that he's probably the most experienced pitcher in this postseason. I mean, you could put him right up there with David Price among players who will pitch in this series. And so Cole Hamels is really somebody who, when they've traded for him, they were out of the playoffs, they were in third place, and he really brought them into that American League West race. He was 7-1 with the Rangers after the trade. He's been very good in terms of what he's able to bring to this team. It's a really odd rotation. It's a mix of veterans and rookies and young pitchers. And so Hamels, his strength is his experience, and just he's been there before. He won't be fazed by this. He's pitched against good teams before, and the Blue Jays obviously have an offense that is very strong, and so he won't get rattled like a younger pitcher who would go in there and, you know, maybe give up 2-3 runs in the first inning and then not be able to come back from it. I think Hamels has been there, done that a little bit, so he's immune to that kind of pressure aspect in that sense. But and the weakness that he has really is that he's left-handed, and the Blue Jays tend to hit left-handed pitchers quite well. I wouldn't necessarily call that a weakness per se, but he's a good pitcher. He's probably the Rangers, in terms of Yovani Gallardo and Cole Hamels, who are going in the first two games of the series. Gallardo didn't allow a run against the Blue Jays in 13 and two-thirds innings this year. He only allowed 6 hits. So it's not the worst matchup for the Blue Jays in the first round, but it's not a great one either. Based on at least the first two pitchers in the rotation.
Okay. And according to the Vegas odds, the Blue Jays are favorites to win the World Series. So would you say that's a fair assessment? And do you think they're actually that good to win the whole thing?
I think on paper they are probably the best team in the league, and you just have to look at their record since the trade deadline, or even the All-Star break. If you want to go back further than that, they're the best team in baseball. I think that Vegas odds are not necessarily predictive. They're more kind of hedging their bets so they don't lose too much money if one team wins and one team doesn't. But I think that the Blue Jays are definitely on paper one of the better teams in the playoffs. Even if they finish second to Kansas City, I think that you obviously have the National League teams that are probably going to beat each other out. I mean, you have the second and third best records in the league playing in a wild card game. And even then, one of the top three teams is going to make it past the first round, the divisional series. So it's really interesting in terms of that aspect. But obviously, home field advantage helps as well. If the Blue Jays do make it to the World Series, they'll get home field advantage in the World Series because of the All-Star game. But are they the favorite? Yeah, on paper, you have to kind of go there. I mean, David Price, Marcus Stroman, R.A. Dickey, Marco Estrada as a rotation. The lineup, I mean, it goes without saying how strong they are. There are question marks. They're not going to walk through the American League and Major League Baseball. But I think it's a fair assessment that they're at least at the top or near the top, especially if you look at their roster.
Okay. Some teams who haven't entered the postseason for the first time in a while, like the Toronto Raptors, for instance, kind of crack under pressure because they haven't experienced that kind of playoff scenario before. So do you think the Jays, after making it after 22 years, do you think they'll be able to kind of handle that pressure of never really being in a postseason before?
That's the real question, I think. It helps a lot that they do have people like Russell Martin, like David Price, like Josh Donaldson, three people who were in the playoffs last year, and have that playoff experience. I think that helps a lot in terms of having them around. Mark Burley is not going to be on the roster, but he's going to be around as well. Where the question probably comes into play is the bullpen. If you're Roberto Osuna, who's 20 years old, Aaron Sanchez, also in that bullpen, who's young. These are the guys who are going to be having their first taste of playoff experience. And so in games that are going to be probably very close, the bullpen having a little bit less experience is probably a little bit of a cause for concern. But in terms of the key players on this team, David Price, Josh Donaldson, Russell Martin, Troy Tulowitzki, even, these are guys who were brought in not necessarily because they've had playoff success, but they are the best in the league because they've been around and they've almost all of them have been to a World Series or at least played at least a couple of playoff rounds. So I think that in that sense, they'll be okay. They have enough players, unlike the Raptors, where pretty much everyone is making their playoff debut, especially the first year through that. But I think that having that core of veterans who have been there before, and obviously Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion, they haven't been to the playoffs, but they've been around. I think that helps them, especially the younger guys, to calm down a little bit. But it is cause for concern for sure, and we won't really know how they'll react until at least game one, maybe even later on in the series, to see what's going to go on. But that's definitely probably I mentioned they were the favorite on paper. That's probably one of the biggest concerns, is just the lack of experience, and especially in the bullpen.
Okay. And on second half earned run averages in the season, three of the top five American League pitchers were Blue Jays. David Price, Marco Estrada, and R.A. Dickey all posted ERAs of 2.8 or better since the All-Star break. So would you say the Jays have a deeper rotation than the Rangers?
I think so, just in terms of consistency. I mean, the Rangers, they have Cole Hamels. They have, Yovani Gallardo, who I mentioned was good against the Jays, but he doesn't really have a track record like a David Price. You look at R.A. Dickey, Marco Estrada. There are two guys that Estrada especially came out of nowhere. Dickey, has spurts of brilliance. He's won a Cy Young Award. He's been around a while. I think that really, we haven't even mentioned Marcus Stroman as well. Marcus Stroman has been pitching well as well since he came back in the four games he's pitched too. So I think the Blue Jays probably have the edge in the rotation, but it's not a slam dunk by any means. Price is probably a little bit better than Hamels, especially over the season. Stroman, I think, is probably better than any other Ranger that's around. And so it's really interesting to see how games 3 and 4 kind of work out. If the Blue Jays are down maybe 2-1 in the series, do they go with 4-man rotation? Do they put David Price on short rest? I think that is going to be interesting as we go along, but I don't think you'd go wrong with Estrada or Dickey in game 3, and having Price and Stroman in game 1 and 2 is better than anybody could have imagined probably up until, let's say, July, before the David Price trade, in terms of what the rotation would look like. So I give the Blue Jays a little bit of an edge, just because you can't be so sure about how people are going to pitch. Ari Dickey is hit and miss. Marco Estrada will be making his first playoff start if he does make a start. So it'll be interesting to see, but I give the Blue Jays a little bit of a leg up, just because I like David Price more than Hamels and Stroman more than Gallardo.
Okay. The Rangers, they come into the series hot as ever, maybe even hotter than the Jays at this point, winning nearly two-thirds of their games since August 1st, overtaking the Houston Astros for first place. So Chu was named American League Player for the month of September, and Adrian Beltre was named American League Player of the Week. So would you say momentum for the Rangers will play an important factor in this series?
I think it is a factor for sure. You look at the Jays, who kind of struggled a little bit after they clinched the first game as a doubleheader in Baltimore. Of course, they rested their starters a couple of days and then had a rough series up and down against Tampa Bay to close out the season. The Rangers had to fight until the very last day of the season just to avoid having a one-game playoff to win the division. They lost the first two games in the series against the Angels, who were also battling games for their life. So the Rangers have been playing pretty much playoff baseball the last week, if not longer, because they were so desperate to get in. Similar to the Jays a little bit, but the Jays obviously had to run a little bit earlier through the middle of July. They were at the trade deadline, 8.5 games behind the Yankees. They had those head-to-head games with the Yankees, which are pretty much playoff games as well. So both teams are really hot. The Rangers a little bit more so, especially in the last, I'd say, two weeks of the season. They can definitely get hot. They have a lot of veterans and a few rookies as well. So it's going to be very interesting to see how they respond. I'm a huge Adrian Beltre fan. Sin Su Chu has really bounced back. Prince Fielder has bounced back this season. This is a team that did come out of nowhere pretty much this season around August. But like I said, they were probably the favorite the last 2 years, in 2013, 2014 as well. So it's very interesting to see them finally pull it all together near the end of the season, and it'll be a very good series for sure.
Okay. And Roberto Osuna, he struggled in his last month, allowing 5 runs in his final 13 appearances. So with the margin of error shrinking considerably in the postseason, do you think 20-year-old Osuna will be a liability for the Blue Jays?
I think he could be. I mean, he's had a great year, so it's kind of hard for me to say absolutely he's going to be a liability. But I think that Osuna and Sanchez, who had a couple of bad games as well, it's a concern for sure. But at the same time, I think that those two guys in particular, once you get to the playoffs, the adrenaline is higher. It's not the same thing as, a game, game 161 against Tampa Bay when you've already clinched pretty much the division and, one of the top 2 spots in the American League. So I think that the blown save on Saturday does hurt, definitely. Maybe give him a little bit of confidence issues going into his first playoff game. But I think that it's not an automatic concern in my eyes for Osuna. I mean, he is young, he is inexperienced, but he wouldn't be where he was if he didn't have the skill to succeed the way he succeeded this season. There's nobody who thought going into the season that the Blue Jays would win the division with Roberto Osuna as their closer. So he's already surprised a lot of people. And so, we've seen closers who just couldn't get out in the playoffs, who have had great seasons, fantastic careers, but when it came down to the playoffs, just couldn't get it done. So, I mean, is it a concern it is a concern until he's proven he can do it, right? Because anytime he's going to be in the game, it's probably going to be a 1-3 run lead in the eighth or ninth inning or even later. So, you know, there's no margin for error, really. And that's kind of the unfortunate position he's in. But he's been great all year. So I feel like he'll get the job done. But it's definitely, if you're looking at the two teams on paper, it is a question mark for sure.
Okay. Finally, who do you think wins the series and by how many games?
I'm going to go say the Blue Jays will win the series. I think it will probably be 4 games. I wouldn't be surprised if it went 5. But I think that the Blue Jays just have so much talent on their roster. They're a team that has gone so far this season from where they were, you know, say early July to where they are now, that they won't want to go away easily. They have home field advantage in this series. They have the rotation set up the way they want it to be set up. They have David Price going in Game 1, Stroman going in Game 2. I find it very hard to see that they'll lose 2 of those games. At worst, it'll probably be a split. And then you get into the 3 and 4 guys of the Rangers rotation who aren't necessarily as good as Estrada or Dickey or anybody who the Blue Jays go out there. So I think that the Blue Jays will come out in front in the series. And I don't think it'll be a sweep by any stretch. The Rangers are a very good team. You know, they're basically third place in the American League. I mean, there's not really anything you can do much better than that. I think the Blue Jays will win the series and they'll go 4 or 5 games for sure.
Okay, and before I forget, are you currently working on anything and what's coming up for you?
We have a great team at Bluebird Banter, and so if anything comes up in the first few games, I'll be there writing about it. But if it's not me, it's somebody else. We have a great team, and so we'll have full coverage of the Blue Jays. I mean, there weren't any websites around in 92 and 93, so we're getting our licks in now. So it'll be it's a fun time for Blue Jays fans across Canada, and we're just going to be a part of that as well.
Okay, and that was Jared Book of BluebirdBanter.com. You could check their coverage for the whole Blue Jays postseason as they try to go for the World Series. So thank you, Jared, for coming on to the show today.
Thanks for having me.
That was my interview with BluebirdBanter.com, Jared Book. Again, you can follow him on Twitter at Jared Book. I'll be back after this. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Coast to Coast. I hope you learned something. I know I for a fact learned that this series is not going to be an easy test for the Toronto Blue Jays. I actually had the Jays in 3-4 games. I thought it was going to be a sweep for sure. But hey, this is why I bring on different people, you know, because they're smarter than me in different other areas. So next week, I'm going to bring on a guest to talk about the Toronto Raptors and their preseason schedule and expectations for the new season. I'll also give an update about the Toronto Blue Jays and where they stand in the postseason. You've been tuning in to Coast to Coast. My name is Joshua Santos, and I hope you have a good day.